What's up? It's your girl Chrissy Speaks, and y'all, I'm here with another late night podcast tonight. Actually, tonight was a really good night. So I have been going through my own little personal issues lately, and y'all know I'm in therapy, so like my therapist been just telling me to just embrace what I feel. So I've been doing that lately, and me embracing what I feel has had me crying a lot. And I'm not a crier, so it's really funny because when I cry, I just be like, another part of me just be sitting there looking at me like, girl, stop. And that's the uncomfortable part of me that's crying. But the person that's looking at me like, please stop it. But the uncomfortable part of me just be like, you're gonna cry, but it's okay. It's my soft side, and I am so here for her. Like, no lie, like, really am. I think I've just been in a place in my life where I just had to really be so strong for so long, and I kind of just thought that's what I was gonna always be, like, this strong person. But since I've been in therapy and I've been really, like, working on healing myself, I'm starting to realize that it's okay to be soft for you. And that's what we're gonna talk about. We want to talk about this real quick because it's okay to be soft for you. Like, you deserve to just like release. And if that means crying, cry, girl. Like, if that means like just sitting in the car and just relaxing, thinking, do that. If that means going on a trip, like, it don't matter what it means. If that means calling your boo, like, basically whatever that means to you, do it. Okay, do it for you because you deserve it, and it's okay to allow you to release the way that you want to release. So just in this moment that I just wanted to talk about this, I just wanted to just like tell somebody who's kind of been in that place in their life where you just have to always be so strong. And sometimes when you are always a strong person, people don't look at you as weak. Oh, that's good. I'm gonna have to write that down. But no, for real, when you are the strong person, people don't look at you as weak. So they look at you as like a superhero or something. And it sounds crazy, but excuse me, y'all, it's definitely true. Like, they think that you are just supposed to get hurt but snap out of it, and that's not true. Like, we make it look good, but we still in it, definitely. But we okay, because we have found outlets that's helping us become better. You know, better just like in general. Because I think sometimes when we do go through things and then like we do start to tap into things like therapy or whatever other outlet you've chosen has helped you in a positive way, we tend to just like not want to talk about it much because we don't be wanting people to think like you bragging on it. Because people just, you know, they think how they think. But the truth of the matter is, the one thing that I know for sure is that with therapy, it has allowed me to feel how I feel, but be who I am. Like, feel how I feel in any situation, whether it's good or bad, but be who I am. Like, don't be somebody else just because that's what it feels. So, basically, y'all, I told you this is going to be a short podcast. But basically, this podcast is for the person that's listening and you're having a hard time really just releasing whatever is holding you back. Like, whatever is holding you back from getting the life that you know you deserve and just being the woman or man, because I know it might be a man listening, that you want to be. Like, you really got to get to a place in your life where, number one, you understand that you deserve it, because that's very important. To know that you deserve everything good coming your way is mandatory, right? So that's something that you must know. And I feel like once you know that, you move like that, and the rest is history. So you're going to just understand that you deserve it, and it's coming, and you're going to get it. So don't worry. Like, don't worry about what you're going through. Don't worry about what you don't have right now. Like, don't worry about none of that. All you need to do is continue being the person that God is prepping you to be. Remain authentic to yourself. Feel how you feel, because you need to be your best self. I'm sorry, my throat like super dry. So if I'm doing that and it's annoying, my bad. But be your authentic self.
If that means you gotta cry because you're going through something, but you okay, cry. If that means that you don't like a certain thing because it just doesn't fit what you want, then you stand on that. Like, be who you are authentically. If you are a soft feminine woman that wants a man to be there for her and lead her, be that woman. Even if you have not seen these things, right? So maybe you don't even know it exists. Be her. Be him. And in this season, whatever you want, act like you already got it. Act like you already got it and embrace it. Accept it in. Because the truth of the matter is, your next level is waiting on you. What are you going to do to make sure you don't prolong it any longer? Because I know one thing. I've decided I'm done prolonging my blessings and the things I know I deserve. So I hope you do the same, because you deserve it just like me. And then once we're happier people on this earth, because baby, it's getting a little ghetto here, I really want, you know, you guys to be like, wow. I remember we used to have these podcast sessions. I used to listen to Chrissy. She used to give me the motivation, and look at me now. Like, because, yeah, be you. We need more of you. Don't forget that. All right. Bye, y'all. See y'all next time.